This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Bit nervous. God, my heart is racing. Okay.
If you love me, let me fly away. Maybe I'll come back to you. Maybe I won't.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to King of Hearts podcast hosted by me, Kiara King. Today's episode is a little bit of a weird one, but I feel like it's only fair to share with you what's been happening, because I share all about my love life on social media, so I feel like you deserve to know what's been going on. Obviously, I posted that I have not been doing well recently, just been going through a lot emotionally and mentally. It's been a few months I've been feeling like this, but I've just not shared much because I feel like on social media I always have to keep a happy face. But there's no right way to say this, to be honest. We broke up. And yeah, it's just kind of sad, to be honest. You know, everyone that I date, there's always an intention to marry that person. That's kind of, I don't date just to date. I date to marry. I'm 25 now. And, you know, when we met, I thought for a bit we were going to get married and have kids and la-di-da, like little fairy tale, but that's just not how it went. So we broke up and that's that. We actually ended really amicably. It was really loving. It was actually my decision to end things. I just wasn't happy with myself. And I feel like you can't love someone else if you don't love yourself. And I was going through a lot mentally, emotionally. He didn't really know what was going on with me mentally and emotionally. He was a little bit shocked when I told him how I was feeling. I'd been feeling probably like that for like 3 months since December. And yeah, it was kind of a shock for him. It was a shock for me too as well, because, you know, I invested so much into that relationship. As you guys have seen on social media, I posted so much about him and about my relationship with him and our relationship. And, you know, we have a dog together. Well, it's his dog, but like he got the dog when we were in a relationship to kind of look after the dog together whilst I was in Turkey. He's Turkish and lives in Istanbul. Another reason why we broke up is simply because of long distance. I thought I could handle it. I thought I could get through it. And I kind of convinced myself that I was able to do long distance because I have such a busy schedule with work. But I'm like putting my hands up in the air with work. But I feel like when you really love someone, it's hard to do long distance because you just want to see them all the time. And I just found it kind of, I kind of lost myself in the relationship towards the end. I felt like I wasn't myself anymore. I was just not happy. Like, I couldn't get out of bed in the morning. I was waking up at like 2 p.m. every day. I just wasn't motivated to post. I wasn't motivated to love him either. Like, I couldn't give him the love that he was giving me. I just simply couldn't give it to him because I couldn't give that to myself. And towards the end, it just got so one-sided. Like, he was giving me so much of himself, and like, I love him so much as a person. I think he's one of the most amazing people in the whole entire world, and I cannot fault the man for a single minute. Like, he's literally perfect. But I'm not. I'm not perfect, and I don't think I was ready to give him everything that he deserved. I feel like I was not capable to love him as much as he loved me. And it's so sad to say, but the relationship just felt really unbalanced and one-sided. And I basically just couldn't give him what he was giving me because I physically didn't have the capacity within myself giving from a glass already empty. If maybe I had a glass full, I could have. And at the beginning of the relationship and in the middle of the relationship, I had a glass full and I could give to him. But then work got a lot and there was a lot of pressure for me. And in terms of my job and like brands, and I was growing in my career, and I just started having less and less time for him and the relationship. And traveling to Istanbul was always really difficult for me because I had other things in London, and my management was like, you need to be in London more because otherwise you're not going to get as many jobs. You need to turn up to the events. And I wasn't going to the events because I was spending time in Istanbul with him. And like, it was affecting my career as well. I wasn't as motivated anymore. I wasn't creative. I just didn't feel good. And yeah, so we're no longer together. We actually broke up a month ago. So I have taken the time to myself for a month to be with myself. Obviously, I went to Mexico. I was going through a lot emotionally, but on the other hand, I was also going through a breakup, and I wanted to not share that until now because I wasn't ready then, because I had been struggling like emotionally through that, because it's like when you break up with someone that you love so much as a person, and then seeing them in pain, it was like really hard for me to see him suffering. And I caused that suffering. And I caused the suffering to myself, you know, like, you know, I wasn't happy in myself. So essentially, I couldn't be happy in the relationship because I was struggling mentally, and I love him so much as a person. It just didn't work out. And sometimes you can try as hard as you want to love someone, but sometimes it just doesn't work. And it just didn't work. And it's like, I've been through this rodeo many times, as you guys know. I've done the social media game, and I've posted myself so vulnerably online for 4 years now, you know. But at the end of the day, I'm just a 25-year-old girl, like, navigating the dating scene and navigating love. And like, I don't know what's right and wrong. I don't know. You know, obviously I enter a relationship and hope and wish for the best that it ends up being the love of my life. And when it doesn't, of course it's hard. And then I feel then I have to give an explanation to you and to everyone on the internet watching. And it's really draining sometimes, hence why I took a month for myself to just like process it alone, because like publicly it would have been too much for me. And I was already going through a lot. But it's just like, I basically just wanted to let you know, like, I'm probably going to get so much hate and people being like, I knew, you know, I've already been seeing comments of people like, are they broken up? Or like, you guys saying, oh, he was never good for you. He was so toxic. He's not toxic. Like, let's just break that for a second. Like, he's not toxic. He was the most loving boyfriend in the whole world. He was the best person in the whole world. And he still is the best person in the whole world. And I care about him so much. And I hope one day we can be friends. I still would really love to have him in my life. But right now, we have to both take time for ourselves. It ended amicably. Like, we didn't end in bad terms. Like, we actually ended on good terms, and like, we hugged each other and loved each other. You know, I really love him as a person. I still do now, but it just didn't work romantically. And that's just part of life. Like, you know, I didn't plan this. I didn't want this. I didn't want yet another relationship to end. But I am 25. I'm a 25-year-old girl, and I'm not perfect, and I'm trying my best. And yeah, unfortunately, I'm not the girl who's in one relationship at 18 years old and then is with that person for 7-8 years and then gets married. Like, that's not how life turned out for me. And I hope if you're listening or watching this right now and you're trying to meet the love of your life, or you're trying to make it work with someone and it's just not working, and then you meet another person and it's not working, and then you meet another person and you try and it's not working, it's like, don't blame yourself. You're trying your best. I'm trying my best. And I just hope and pray that you can understand how I'm feeling. I it's hard posting everything publicly. And don't get me wrong, like, you know, people say, why do you share so much of your love life on social media? I'm like, because honestly, coming from a place of vulnerability, I've connected so much to the people that watch me and the girls that watch me who have been going through similar things. When I went through my first heartbreak 2 years ago, I was super vulnerable online. And that is the time where I connected the most with my audience. And so many girls came to me and they were like, thank you so much for sharing your vulnerability, because it's helped me so much through my situation. So I just hope by sharing my vulnerability online through my love life, because it's a very vulnerable thing to do, like sharing everything about your love life online. It's super vulnerable, but also really scary. And like, of course, I'm going to get hate. And like, I've always had hate throughout the years, but it's just like, being super vulnerable, you are open to people hating on you. And please, if you want to hate on me, that's fine. But just please be patient with me and understand that I'm just an imperfect girl trying to navigate my love life and trying to find love. And sometimes it doesn't work out. Sometimes it does. We always hope it works out. And then when it doesn't work out, you know, what can you do? It's not like I date, you know, 3 guys a month or, you know, 3 guys a week. You know, I read this one comment. It's like, she has a different boyfriend every week. It's like, I had one boyfriend this year. I had one boyfriend 2 years ago. And one boyfriend for 2 months between those two. So 3 boyfriends in the last 4 years. I don't know. I feel like that's kind of normal. I don't know. It's not my fault. Like, those relationships ended the way they did. And I tried to move on. And that's how it's kind of happened.
We're just going to take a pause there. And we'll be back after this break.
Do you want to know the best way to learn a language? I speak 5. And the best way to learn those languages is actually living in the place where you can learn the language, like in Spain, Italy, France. Live there and you'll learn it just by being immersed in it. However, if that's not in the cards this year, you can still learn a language the second best way, and that's with Babbel. Babbel has super convenient courses which help you learn real life conversation skills, not just like in a classroom with the teacher telling you, hello, how are you? They're going to give you real life skills, how to order food, ask for directions, speak to like in the market, when you're shopping, without having to consult language apps and going online, which is kind of time consuming. You can actually learn through Babbel with their courses on actually how to conveniently speak to people day to day, which is what we need anyway. That's actually what we're going to learn a language for, to speak to people on a day-to-day basis. The lessons are actually super quick, like 10 minutes. It's not going to take all your time, and you can learn 200 languages, okay? That's a lot of languages to learn. I know 5, and clearly I don't know enough. The good thing about Babbel, it's actually designed by real people for real conversations, not those, I would like some cheese. I don't think it's very useful knowing what cheese means. I would like to know, how do I get to the shops, or how do I get to the discotheque? I want to know how to get to the club. Babbel can help you to have those real life conversations. Here's a special limited time deal for our listeners. Right now, you can get up to 60% off your Babbel subscription, but only for our listeners. At babbel.com/heart. Get up to 60% off at babbel.com/heart, spelled BABBEL.com/heart. Rules and restrictions may apply.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is Amy Poehler. My new movie, Disney and Pixar's Inside Out 2, is coming to theaters June 14th, and it's making me feel joy and sadness and anger, definitely some disgust,
Rose,
and I think a little fear.
Really?
But I'm also feeling these new emotions like anxiety, embarrassment, envy, and ennui.
It's what you call the boredom.
Okay, that one was weird. It's going to be the feel-everything movie of the summer. Disney and Pixar's Inside Out 2, only in theaters June 14th. Get tickets now.
Now I'm going to be taking some time for myself. I've taken the last month for myself. I went offline for quite a bit, and it's actually been so good for me. I feel like a lot more clearer in my mind, and mentally I'm doing a lot better. And for those of you who do watch me, thank you for checking up on me. I've been inundated with love and support, like so much support, and I love you so, so, so much. For those of you who've reached out and shared your love and support, like really it means the world to me, because trust me, the internet is sometimes not a nice place to be, and I get horrible people sending me things, but I just know that people who are sending hate, they don't love themselves, because if you really love yourself and you really are a good person, you won't go online to criticize or judge someone else. So the community that I've built through the podcast, through TikTok, Instagram, I absolutely love the community I've built, and the girls that follow me, even the guys too. You know, it's such a strong community and a warm community, and everyone seems to be battling the same things, heartbreak, love. We all battle it. And I hope you guys will support me in my decision. I know you will support me in my decision and in my decision of being happy again, because I definitely lost myself in that relationship. Not because of him, but because of me. I just got so consumed in it all. Like, I lost my sense of identity. So I want to learn to love myself now, and also not enter another relationship too quickly or too soon. Obviously, you never know what happens. You never know who's going to walk through the door tomorrow or next week. But I think the next few months I'm going to be spending just to heal my heart again, yet again, another failed relationship. It's like almost a joke now. But I mean, honestly, if I wasn't posting online and like this was just in the real world, it's not a big of a deal. But because it's all really so public, it's like more of a big deal, because there's more people watching what's going on in my life. But if I didn't have social media and I was just going through this on my own, then it wouldn't be as big of a deal. But yeah, I hope you understand, and I hope this gave you more of an explanation as to what's been happening the last few weeks. And I hope you understand that I had to take that time for myself and not say anything until now, because I'm allowed to process things without posting it immediately. I'm allowed to do that. I'm a human being, and as much as I, you know, I'm public about my relationships, I needed this month for myself to just be with the difficult feelings. It's not fun breaking up. It's not fun for either person, for him or for me. And I hope you can also send him so much love and support in this time, and good vibes and good energy towards him, not just me, because there's two of us in this, and I care about him so much, and I just want him to be happy. I really just want him to be happy. So if you can send all your energy to him, that would be amazing. And healing energy and kind energy and just loving energy. Because all we both need right now is love from myself. He needs to give love to himself, pick up the pieces and build up that heart again to become stronger in ourselves. I am already in that process, and I'm feeling better now after coming back from Mexico. It helped me so much. It was super difficult that week in Mexico. Don't get me wrong. I'll do a whole episode on that. But I'm glad I went to face my demons and to face the shittiness of a breakup and the shittiness of those sad feelings. And it's like, yeah, I've lost someone. I shared my whole life with him. I shared everything with him. And it's like, you know, you're with someone every single day and then they're a stranger. You never see them again. Well, I hope to see him again. But obviously this is still really fresh and raw. So please be kind in your comments. Kindness is cool, remember? But again, if you want to be mean or whatever, that's okay. It's just, it's a reflection of how you feel about yourself. So that's totally fine if you want to voice your opinion and be like, Kiara, you're a horrible person, but this is life, you know, this is love, this is breakups, this is everything that everyone goes through in life. I just happen to be sharing my experience of it in hopes that you can connect with what I'm saying so that you might feel better about your situation as well. And actually, a lot of my friends and people that I've been speaking to have been going through breakups recently. I don't know if it's the eclipse season thing, Mercury retrograde, but everyone has been going through a breakup recently, not just me, okay? So maybe this will be of use to you, this episode. I don't know. In whatever way, take it as you will, but I hope this cleared things up a bit. And this will be the last time, the last and only time I speak about this topic, like officially. I don't want to be speaking about him anymore on any platform. Obviously, I'm going to be making like stupid dating content stuff or like exes, but in no way will any bad content be made about him or like, you know, bad, shitty exes content, because he was honestly the best boyfriend I ever had. I literally, the bar is so high now. I'm like, I don't think anyone can surpass what the way that he treated me. And I'm so glad that we actually ended on good terms, because all my other ex-boyfriends ended in absolute shit shows, like terrible. Good luck to them, sending them all my love. But I'm just so glad that this one, which is the one I care about the most, has ended in a way where, with respect, and, you know, we respect each other so much. And like, it's just some things that are not meant to be. And like, I don't know. Who knows in the future, but right now I need to focus on myself. I lost myself in the relationship, as I said, and I wasn't able to give him as much as he was giving me. I physically couldn't anymore, and it was making me feel so guilty inside myself, and I was living with guilt inside for like months and months. That's not fair on him, and that's not fair on me. It's not fair on any of us, and it's no one's fault here. It's just the way life is sometimes. You can't force things. So yeah, that's it pretty much. I hope that this cleared things up for those of you who have been wondering what's been going on with me and Turkish guy. As Turkish guy no more, unfortunately, but I hope that we can all send him love and send healing and good vibes and good energy and just a lot of support and love around this subject, because it's been really difficult for me to come here and talk about it, especially because it's still so fresh and I'm still dealing with it. But yeah, that's it. And you'll be seeing more positive vibes from me. I'm going to be trying to be as positive as possible, but also being real. When I'm feeling like shit, I will let you know. Because we're not always supposed to feel amazing all the time. And this is just one of those times where life isn't always rainbows and fairies. It's clouds and rain and thunderstorms. But at least we know, and I know, that after rain comes a rainbow. So I'm waiting for that rainbow. I'm waiting patiently. Waiting very patiently. I love you so much. Thank you so much for listening. If you made it all the way to this and gruesome episode. This is like the most difficult episode I've ever had to film. But yeah, I hope you have enjoyed it. Like, if you can enjoy this kind of episode, I don't even know. And I'll see you next week. Please subscribe to King of Hearts podcast. Leave a comment, leave a review, 5 stars if you liked it. And follow King of Hearts on Spotify, Apple Music, all of the platforms. And that's it from me. I love you. Bye. Maybe I won't.
Hi, I'm Jordana Abraham.
And I'm Dr. Naomi Bernstein.
And we want to tell you about Calm the F*** Down, a guided meditation series from the Oversharing Podcast. This is something we've been planning for a long time. It's our most requested segment from the podcast. And these meditations are going to be between 5 and 10 minutes. They're going to be super quick because we don't have a lot of time. You're going to be so surprised how 5 to 10 minutes of really thoughtful meditations can transform your whole life. In addition to the first 4 meditations available at launch, we'll be doing 2 new meditations every single month. Plus, for the fans of Oversharing Podcast out there, you'll also get ad-free versions of every episode of the Oversharing Podcast.
So if somebody wants to become a subscriber, how do they join?
It's so easy. You just go to subscribe.betches.com and sign up now for only $4.99 a month. Or you can lock in our discounted rate if you sign up for the whole year. That's subscribe.betches.com. Or if you're in the Apple Podcasts app, you can just hit the subscribe button now and sign up in the app. It's as easy as that.